stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Blessed be the name, oh blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, yes, blessed be the name. My friends, tonight, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. And praise the Lord, my friends. We are about to reveal the end day's truth and expose the faults on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. And please know the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. Now for another Last Days, End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2, 3, and 4. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. That was Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 through 4. Watchman comment, My dear listening friend, can you say praise the Lord? Can you call upon his name? If so, declare that among the people, that Yahweh's name might be exalted. Hallelujah, amen. By doing those things, you declare your salvation and your trust in him without fear. By doing so, the Lord Jehovah will strengthen you even more in these last days. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. My friends, joy in the Lord that shows from you is so very important, because when the unsaved see your joy in the Lord, they are witnessed to just by the seeing, and salvation can possibly follow in many cases. But just remember, my friends, that these are the last days, and many hearts have been hardened. And though they may reject your joy, at least you have something they do not have. Amen. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received, and heard and seen, in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. That was Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's have joy unspeakable and full of glory tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim in a loud voice, can you say it with me? Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Hallelujah, amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1-0. And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, the mountains shall thunder, the earth shall quake and tremble, for the day of the Lord is at hand.
I say, my righteousness is truth, for I am the Spirit of truth, saith God. It is me who lives within thee, the Spirit of Christ, the very Spirit that was with me there at the cross, the very power that raised my body out of that tomb that day, saith God. It is the same Spirit that I've given unto you, and I have indwelt you this day, saith God. Not by feeling, saith the Lord, but by fact, my word saith so. For I say, the eternity ahead is where you will be in the habitation of my righteousness, where there'll be no more sin or sorrow or sickness, and there I will be forever. I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega. I am the beginning, I'm the end. There is none other, saith the Lord. No other fount, no other land, saith the Lord.
Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, on this program you get the true truth, right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Luke chapter 16, verses 29 through 31. They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Watchman comment. This is a very, very stern warning to those who reject prophecy. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Those who reject prophets have hardened their hearts so much that if they saw one raised from the dead, they still would not repent of their error. Their hearts are so hard they just cannot be persuaded. But that does not mean you should not try to persuade them. It just means do not let their refusal affect you and allow it to hinder your spiritual walk. Do not give in one inch to their deceptions, for they would like to pull you down with them. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Now, my friends, Michael from Ohio and Michael from Florida have, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift. And I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without those love offerings from the two Michaels, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the true truth. Amen. Father, bless both Michaels who made your program possible tonight. You know who they are, Lord, and you know their every need. Bless them abundantly and meet their every need, Lord God. Amen and amen. Also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Hallelujah. My friends, you can help with the new radio station bills for October by writing Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, Zip 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous, but I never send letters out asking for money. I only do it on the web pages and on the air. But I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs Radio programs on the air for everyone to hear. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air, please pray. Your support would be appreciated. I just recently dropped the Saturday morning program due to lack of support. However, be assured that tonight's program on Wednesday night and Saturday night's program will remain on the air. Only the Saturday morning program has been canceled due to lack of support. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Obama rebuilds mosques while churches burn. While Christian churches are being destroyed on a near daily basis in Muslim countries throughout the world, the Obama administration is investing millions of dollars to rebuild overseas Islamic mosques and minarets. According to the State Department, the mosque restoration program, first reported on back in 2010, is a cultural preservation project designed to fight Islamic extremism by building relationships with Islamic leaders. To that end, the State Department, through the U.S. Agency for International Development, is spending millions to preserve mosques and minarets in 27 Islamic countries. My. Watchman comment, and he can't give people out of work more support. He can't work for jobs, which he says he does, but he doesn't. He can't do a lot of things that he says he does do, and he doesn't really accomplish them. He just has a whole rhetoric full of, I did this and I did that, and it hasn't been done. Continuing. You are being watched. Those that hold power in the United States have become absolutely obsessed with surveillance. They are constantly attempting to convince the American people that we are all safer when virtually everything that we do is watched, monitored, tracked, and recorded. Our country is being systematically transformed into a giant surveillance grid, far more comprehensive than anything George Orwell ever dreamed of in his book 1984. If you still believe that there is such a thing as privacy in this day and age, you are being delusional. Every single piece of electronic communication is monitored and stored. They may even know that you're listening right now. But even if you got rid of all your electronic devices through which you listen or read or whatever, you would still be constantly monitored. Continuing. Franken scientist announced mutant GMO cows to produce hormone-induced engineered milk for human babies. New Zealand scientists have unveiled a genetically modified mutant clone cow, which they say produces a reduced allergen milk for consumption by human babies. Horrifyingly, these Franken scientists cloned a cow and then altered the embryo using RNA interference. After gestation, the mutant GMO cow was born without a tail. But these scientists say that's no problem, and that the mutation of having no tail couldn't possibly be related to anything they did with the cow's DNA. Watchman comment, my. How many cows have you seen without a tail, folks? I've worked at the New York State Veterinary College at Cornell University, and I have yet to see a cow without a tail. I'm not making this up. This is the insanity of the quack science world in which we now live. Continuing. Feds have met with Mexican government 151 times to promote a federal illegals assistance program. Members of the Obama administration have met with Mexican government officials approximately 30 times to discuss the promotion of government nutrition assistance programs such as food stamps among Mexican Americans, Mexican nationals, and migrant communities in America, according to a new report. Watchman comment, Mexican Americans? They aren't Americans until they're legally in this country, don't you know? Just one more of the Obama drama. And by the way, if they're legal, I have no problem. How about you? Is that the change you wanted? Not to mention, does that spell forward to you? Is that how you want the next 4 years to be? The responsibility is yours. Continuing, huge tax increase looms at year-end fiscal cliff. A typical middle-income American family making $40,000 to $64,000 a year could see its taxes go up by $2,000 next year if lawmakers fail to renew a lengthy roster of tax cuts set to expire at the end of the year. Taxpayers across this income spectrum will get slammed with increases totaling more than $500 billion, a more than 20% increase. Watchman comment, I can guarantee you if Obama gets elected, you'll get it. And possibly even if Romney gets elected. But the choice really is, do you want Obama to do it to you? Or would you rather have Romney in there and hope and pray that he doesn't? My. The choice is yours. You've had 4 years of Obama and you know what he'll do. Now, another moment in the Obama drama.
The original Constitution, as well as the Civil War amendments, but I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture, the colonial culture nascent at that time.
Do you believe that? This is the President of the United States speaking. My.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document. And I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture.
My. There is not one true American who would ever say that about the Constitution of the United States of America. My.
You can even eat the dishes.
My. My friends, after listening to that, the real threat to America, we have to wake up and understand that our complacency will cost us our freedoms and destroy this great nation. Not voting will elect Obama. Voting for anybody but Romney will elect Obama. I'd love to vote for somebody other than Romney, but I'm telling you the truth, if you vote for a third-party candidate, you're voting for Obama. At least Romney does have some Christianity and some morals, don't you know? I'm sure he has other things we don't like, but he does have morality, and that's for sure. Will we sit and watch, or will we do what we must and stand our ground against those who threaten our freedoms even when the threat is our own government? In November, we will either preserve this nation, or we will let our government continue down the road to socialism and destruction. The choice is yours. Continuing. Leaked EU nuclear stress tests reveal hundreds of defects. Hundreds of defects have been found throughout Europe's nuclear reactors and mostly in France, according to a EU stress test report leaked to the German and French media. The stress test assessed whether any of Europe's 143 licensed nuclear power plants can withstand extreme events such as earthquakes and terrorist attacks. Watchman comment, "It's a nuclear world with or without wars. Better get prayed up, folks, and very soon." The longer you wait, the less chances of heavenly protection that you have. Start praying, don't wait. Continuing. More Obama drama. Cost-free contraception is basic preventative care, a product of the new Obamacare law. First Lady Michelle Obama called contraception basic preventative care and invoked her daughters before talking about women's decisions about our bodies during a campaign fundraising event. She addressed a congressional black caucus, about 700 attended, paying between $500 and $10,000 to attend. Continuing, doctors seeking Illinois Senate seat offers brutal diagnosis of Obamacare. She's a former nun, an Army major, a lawyer, a college professor, and a physician. Now Dr. Barbara Beller wants to be a state senator from Illinois. She has one question about Obamacare. What could possibly go wrong? Beller asks, tongue-in-cheek, after delivering a one-sentence indictment of President Obama's health care law. Now the doctor's diagnosis of the Affordable Health Care Act is an internet sensation with more than 2 million viewers. So let me get this straight. The doctor said, "This is a long sentence." Beller begins, "We are going to be gifted with a health care plan that we are forced to purchase and find if we don't, which reportedly covers 10 million more people without adding a single doctor, but provides for 16,000 new IRS agents written by a committee whose chairman doesn't understand it, passed by Congress that didn't read it but exempted themselves from it, and signed by a president who smokes, with funding administered by a Treasury chief who didn't pay his taxes, for which we will be taxed in 4 years before any benefits take effect, by a government which has bankrupted Social Security and Medicare, all to be overseen by a Surgeon General who is obese and financed by a country that is broke." End quote. Watchman comment. My. Well, I guess that about covers the truth about Obamacare. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Stephen Ratner, a former advisor to President Barack Hussein Obama, called for death panels in a recent writing. "We need death panels," Ratner simply wrote. Well, maybe not death panels exactly, but unless we start allocating health care resources more prudently. Watchman comment. If you listen to the Romney-Obama debate, there was something in that debate about panels. They didn't call them death panels, but that's what they'll turn out to be, continuing. According to Ratner, because no one wants to lose an aging parent, it is natural for patients and their families to try every treatment regardless of expense or efficiency, and that imposes an enormous societal cost that few other nations have been willing to bear, said Ratner. Watchman comment, again, do you believe me now? Because I exposed this many years back, and now you're hearing it, and it's in your face. Continuing. Homeland Security fusion centers spy on American citizens. The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations said that the Homeland Security has spent up to $1.4 billion funding fusion centers, in effect regional intelligence sharing centers, that have produced useless reports while at the same time collecting information on innocent activities of Americans that may have violated a federal privacy law. Watchman comment, I exposed this also years ago, and believe me, it is not just Muslim terrorists, but everyday Americans whose privacy rights have been violated by these fusion centers. Believe me now? Continuing. More Obama drama. Michelle Obama demands parents use school lunches as model family dinners. Government approves school meals as a model for the family dinner table. Really? The kids don't want to eat it? Why would we want to eat it? A recent video produced by high school students in Kansas mocked the healthy school lunches, showing young athletes fading from starvation. We are hungry, they lip-synced, as one by one they topple over. I'm laughing because I saw it, but it's really no laughing matter. Continuing. Hidden government scanners will instantly know everything about you from 164 feet away. My, that's quite a distance. I've told you about this, that it could scan you from a longer distance than they were telling you. Now, here they're telling you the truth. Continuing. Within the next year or two, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security will instantly know everything about your body, clothes, and luggage with a new laser-based molecular scanner fired from 160 feet away. That's 50 meters for those of you outside the U.S. They will find traces of drugs or gunpowder on your clothes, to what you had for breakfast, to the adrenaline level in your body. Agents will be able to get any information they want without even touching you and without you even knowing it. And also, this technology is so incredibly effective that in November of 2011, its inventors were subcontracted by InQtel to work with the U.S. Government Department of Homeland Security. Watchman comment, the 666, last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Come on, do you believe me now? My. What else can I do? What can I say? I expose the truth to you. You can either listen to it or not. It's up to you. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write signs, spell that, SIGNSPO, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, LISLE, State is New York, abbreviate NY, ZIP in the USA, 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want, but I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Science Radio programs on the air. Thank you. If you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air, and it could if not enough support comes in because I can't do it alone, your support would be appreciated if you would miss it. And I just recently dropped the Saturday morning program due to lack of support. However, Wednesday nights and Saturday nights remain on the air, just not Saturday mornings. Now, a devotional to help you keep you informed, titled, All Hands on Deck in These Last Days. Beloved, Almighty God has given all of us who have received him, a heavenly calling to serve the Lord and to be set apart, holy vessels and divine ambassadors for his glory in these last days. John chapter 1, verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. And as we look around in this crazy mixed-up world we live in today, we can see without a shadow of a doubt that the day of the Lord is truly at hand. It's close, folks. May it be your sincere desire to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in your life to fully show through you God's good will unto his glory and honor. John chapter 14, verse 26, chapter 15, verse 26, chapter 16, verses 13 through 14, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. May it be your sincere desire, my friends, to be redeemed in these last days for Almighty God's glory, proclaiming his word with wisdom and grace to a lost and dying world. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, Ephesians 5, verse 16 and 17, Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. May Almighty God's reality, truth, and eternal promises from his infallible word burn in your heart, and may the overflow awaken and fire up a sleeping church, and be the spark of salvations in these last moments before the last trumpet sounds. Amen and amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Hallelujah, amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all or call in a church service by my dear friend, Pastor Fox.
Call on the Lord, my cry is to you, call on the Lord. Call on Jesus and thou shalt be saved. Call on him now. Please contact the address of this radio broadcast. Please get in touch. Send us a card. Let us know. We want to rejoice with you.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That's WWCR Powerhouse Frequency 4840, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Again, that's Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern, Powerhouse 4840. Now, here's that address to write again, but just a little more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before, if you wrote it down. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box, 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or when you write. I'd sure appreciate it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. I'm going to stop repeating the phone number because there have been basically no calls in the last couple, 3-4 weeks. That's why you haven't heard them on the program. So here it is one more time. If I get no calls tonight or Saturday, I'll stop repeating it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6. Three. Thanks again, my friends, for that call and for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days, end times, and the return of Jesus Christ for his church. Amen and amen. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers go out to each and every one of you who send in your love gifts that help keep this program on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Signs listeners are the best. They are loyal, and they help keep the true truth going out to all the world on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming
The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.